is just the immediate past regional chairman of
Upper West. Saying on Asimpa FM.
Who was the regional chairman for three consecutive terms. That's a stretch of 12 years. And he's the one who had run the region and managed to move the region from 0 to 5 parliamentary seats. And Alhaji Short is a committed loyalist of MPP who desires that this President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo's government should be in power for a very long time so that he hands over as president to another MPP, then another 2 terms for another MPP in that order so that it can be in the system. I mean, the party should be in governance for years and end, so that these noble policies that are being introduced by the current president will come to fruition. That is my target. And I feel that after being with the grassroots for all this while, I appreciate and understand the challenges there. And it is me
who will sit on at a national level
as a national chairman to find solutions and new interventions, at least to make the party work very attractive. That is Alhaji Short for you.
Yeah, but Alhaji, managing the party in the Upper West region, a region with less than 20 constituencies, if I'm right.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, graduating from there to becoming national chairman, that's a huge jump.
Why is it a huge jump?
Isn't it a huge jump for you?
You have to go to national. Don't talk about the number of consensus.
Mm.
Don't forget that I'm a member of the National Executive Committee as well. A member of the National Council. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen it all and I've experienced it all. Right? And it's more appropriate for you to pick somebody who has been with the grassroots,
who understands,
appreciates what is going on at the lower level. Remember, the party wins or loses at the polling area. Okay.
The last time we spoke with your competitor, Stephen Ntim, Mr. Stephen Ntim, he made the point that, I mean, you are probably the least of his worries, because from all the polls they've conducted, you did not even place second. You were distant third. So you are the least of his worries, and that you might have to do a bit more to be able to win. You are not known in the party. You are only known in your comfort zone. That's the Upper West region. Apart from that region, nobody knows you really in the NPP. How would you react to those claims?
Well, usually I don't want to react on other persons' feelings about me.
It could see on the issue
before me. For me, you can be a regional chairman for 12 years, be a member of National Executive Committee member of the National District Committee member, and you are not known. Come to the Volta region where I'm campaigning now. It is there you know that Alhaji Short is either known or not known. I tell you, people sit to wait hours and end to catch a glimpse of Alhaji Short and the good message that I'm defending to them. So Abo Fools,
ASEMPA FM.
Right?
Hmm.
We'll see what will happen on Congress Day. And we'll know who is better known or who is going to be the next national chairman.
Have you conducted any polls yourself, like internal polls?
But my polls is to go to the delegates and talk with them direct.
So you don't know your strength, whether you are winning or not?
Are you aware that outcome of polls can change within a day?
Absolutely.
Yes. So I don't rely on those things.
But they serve as a guide for you to know how well you are doing or not.
Of course, it's equally a guide for you to be constantly talking to the delegates and seeing their demeanor.
Your confidence, if I'm not wrong, stems from the fact that you have that unflinching support from His Excellency the President, no?
That is your perception. That is your perception.
But Stephen Ntim made a categorical statement that the President called him to tell him to step down and leave the race for you.
That is Tim and not Elijah Short. I didn't say that. I don't want to go into the matters that will engage me into those kind of lines.
You don't have the support of the President?
Oh, I need the President as a voter.
So you have his support?
I need him as a voter.
The President wants you as the next national chairman?
The President wants every party person who will come and support his work as a national chairman if you are capable.
So why would the President not call on Freddie Blay to step down, but call on Stephen Ntim to step down for you?
Are you asking me that question?
Yeah, because that's what Stephen Ntim said on air.
You are talking on somebody.
Asimba FM.
Isn't it?
Mm. Before you decided to contest, did you speak to the President?
Before I decided to contest, I spoke to many
on
Asimba
FM,
including former President Kufuor. I just told them I'm seeking your blessing and advice to go and contest. It's not only the President. So many concerned elders of the party I spoke to.
But you spoke to the President too, right?
I spoke to everybody.
Including the President?
Yes.
And he gave you his support?
So shouldn't he give me that I should go and try my luck? Shouldn't he say so?
And in the process, gave you some resources to fund your campaign?
No. Don't dwell on things you have no knowledge of.
You've not gotten any support.
You can decide to give me something to go and campaign, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Anybody can support any system at any time.
Who is your biggest threat in this chairmanship race?
Me, when I'm going to contest, I don't take anybody lightly. We all have to put our best.
Ekusi say on Asimba FM.
So you fear no one in this race.
If you fear somebody, then you won't come at all, isn't it?
But there are allegations that you are engaging in some unfair practices, i.e. Removing posters of other candidates and replacing them with your own across the country. How true is that?
You said, I'm happy you said an allegation.
Yes.
I'm too civilized to do those kind of things. If people drive through the country, they leave posters that you observe is Elijah Short. Right? All those of us contest them. We are a family. None of us or none of my people will ever go and put a poster on another thing. When they complain, we go to my hometown. Those people's posters are far more circulated than my posters. I don't do those kind of things. It's not a conflict or a quarrel. We are fighting for the same thing to achieve the same goal. So those occasions are unfounded.